Rishus Avi Mori, holding in Basim Kof Samaches, there are two sugyas in the simin. One, what we're learning today, Kedimas HaPas. The second, very before Sam, the sugya of Pasav of Bekisnin. What is that? What's Mezonos rolls? What's pizza? What's Franks and Blanks? What's Tzud and Ahama and Cheerios? That's called Ogmi afterwards. First today, the sugya of Kedimas HaPas. So, over here we're discussing what bracha to make. That means the idea of Kedima, we already had a simon reshit aleph. Over there discussing when a person has eating two things. The question is what to be makdim. Everyone knows the first call of this, maga eish, mezainas, a geffen. Then we have a case of a eitz, adom and shakal. Then we have a second call over there, what's muktim makro. Then we have a third call over there, the case of shalom, which is learned dafim over here. We have a fourth call over there, the get to godol, which masham learns dafim over here. That's the get when you're eating two things. Over here discussing we're eating one thing. Eating only pas. So obviously the sugis are intertwined one with another. But it's a different kimto. There we're eating two separate things. We're the same bracha, two different brachas. Here we're eating one thing, pas. What's the loch in that case? So the Gemara Daf Lamentes brings down like three statements. Daf Lamentes and Beis first brings down a case where a person has psisim and shleimim, yamachlikis of Huno and of Yechon. Of Huna says you make a bracha on the psisim and then the shleimim. The Biyachin says, the loch is mitzvah min amuvcha to take a piece of a shleimo. Now the question is, what does that mean? What is the kimto over there? Rashi understands, the question is a godel versus shalom. And Rav Huna is saying, the loch is you have to make a bracha on a godel. Godel beats out shalom. Mash Enkin the Biyachin is saying, shalom beats out a case of a godel. Fektaisvis. Thanks for Fuchois. One thing a godel is more important, one thing shalom is more important. So Taisvis is not the machlaikis. Rav Huna is saying, you can do, make a bracha whatever you want. Make a bracha on Gadol or Shalom, because each one has a Milo. Masha Enke, Biyachin says, no, Shalom wins out over there. That's Taisvis. That's how Maisel of Benioi, the Rosh, they want that Rav Huna is not come and say, you have to take a Gadol. If you want, you can take a Gadol. The second member of the Gemara, the Gemara said, let's say you have a case of a Prusa, however that situation is Chitim. And the case of a Shalom is Sa'un, is barley bread. Says that the Gemara Lukulama the loch is chitim, mukta makro will beat out a case of shalom. I mean, even though we have a cloud of shalom, but everyone agrees that mukta makro, the case of chitim will beat out a case of sarim. The Gemara brings down that maybe machlokes hanoim of Yirmiyahu brings down machlokes of Yehuda versus Chachamim. The Gemara says no, it's Lukulama. The Gemara then makes a third statement from Nachman that a Yer Shemayim should be yoyit to both of them. Who is Yer Shemayim? Mad Great Ravino, and the Gemara brings down who this Tano that said this in front of Nachman Yitzchok. He said a person what he should do is he put the Shloimo inside the Betzei over here and make a bracha. And who is this Tano who learned it in front of Rav Nachman? Its name is Shalmon. Says Rav Nachman, Shalom Ato, Shalom Shasecho, Shasam to Shalom Menachamidim. He praised him. That's very important. The concept of Shalom over here, Shmoi Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, Eisu Shalom Avares Hakol. Connected everything over here. Hashem oizel amitem, Hashem ibachsam over shalom. Shalom is very important. So fine. Now the question here is: we have a milo putting one sign, and a milo here of Yer Shemayim should put once the shalom inside of not the shalom. What are you going back on? You just read two members. We had a case of a shalom versus gadol. We had a case of a shalom that's over there sa'im versus chitim. Are going back in the first statement or the second statement? So machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi understands we're going back in case of a godel versus shalom. It's a machlokes of Yochanan versus Rav Huna. And since we have machlokes, he made shalom may not tamidim. And therefore, what did he do? He put one son and another, and it was betzei upon them. That's how they arrived it. They went this way. Kamal Tosfos l'shitos, and he points out, according to me, it doesn't make any sense. I just told you Pshana and the Sugya of Rav Huna versus Yochanan. Rav Huna agrees a godel or shalom, either one you want. Masha and Kenav Yerich is saying over there, I'm saying only a shalom, but Rav Huna is not arguing to take a shalom. So you're making shalom in Athamidim. Elamai says Tosfos over there, that is going back to the Suga of Chitim versus Sa'irin. When you have a shalom, a case of Sa'irin versus Chitim over there, in that situation, Kamal the Gemara is saying a person should be a Yer Shemayim, a Yer Shemayim, put one side another. Like obvious Kashi upon Tosfos, the Rav Yerich says that's the Kulei Alma. Who is making shalom bein atomidim? So two ways among the shaynim. Either the Balamah or the Ben Yonah says it means that since Rav Yirmiyah had a tzad, this machlokes b'yudavrsa chomim, even in the havmina, the Gemara is doicha, still make shalom. Very important, musa shavai. Then the havmina, which we don't hold of, that's not so, shalom is very, very important. The way the Rosh says, oh, we're doing that way in Tosfos, that the shalom over here is not between the amoraim over here, it's shalom between the cheftzes over here. We have two pieces over here. We have a mile of a shalom, we have a mile of a chitim. So the mile of what he's calling over here, what is the shalom between? We have two miles, and making a shalom in the chetzah shemoy, in the inanimate object of a year shemayim to make shalom in the chetzah. Also, most askal shemoy that the katzim is not a people over here; it's an object in the chetzim. And that's the ma'aseh how Tosfos learns. And again, numus shalom brothers malach. So again, we have three statements of the Gemara. We have a shalom versus gadol. We have a case of sarim versus chitim. And then we have this case of Yerushimayim. And again, these are the Mahalchim of Mangu Shainim. I'd come to the Sugyo. Allah Maiso, Shamu Taitis, we have Machloks of Huna versus Yerkhanon. So, first of all, according to Taitis, as I point out, a Vadig or like a Yerkhanon Shalom. So, Huna is not disagreeing, he's saying you do this or that. A Vadig, we go like a Yerkhanon. But even according to Rashi's Machloks of Yerkhanon versus Huna, the Locha says Taitis, Zurav versus Yerkhanon, Locha Kirav. Koskin against Talmidai, and therefore the loch over here, Avadu are going to go like the idea that Shalom wins out. So come on, Taisus, and the Rishonim bring down, and therefore the Machaber says that we have a case of a Shalom, the Maisa beats out the case of a God over here. That's very simple. A Gam will come out, go like Rashi, and those who follow like Rashi, the Ra and the Ravid, the loch is even by the case of a Shalom versus a Godel, should put one side another, which is not brought down. By the case of a shalom, we say we pass like a b'yechna, it beats out the case of a gadol over here. Now, to be clear, kamlung v'amor, it brings down the true sedeshan that's in the base facif. This whole entire came to discussing daska when you want to eat both. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, either means you want to eat two of them, or it means you want to eat one, but you don't care which one. You have two loaves in front of you, you only eat one loaf, you take that one. That's a loch, but let's say you do not want one, what's down in front of you is not an option. A vada the sugya does not apply. Dafka either when you want both, we don't care which one you have over here. Now the Mechaber starts off with the klal over here of shalom. So first, what defines the definition of shalom over here? So one of the cases that Oyun likes discussing is the sugya something's missing 1/48. Is that nichol still the get of shalom? What's it sad? And also the neger the sugya neger site over here site neger the lock and reishain dal. They get to the Indian Lechem Mishnah. Is something missing something? How much is missing still in the get of Shalom? So my Mokum they're coming from is a sugya by Erev Chatzeris. Over there it says you should give a Lechem and Shalom. We have the sugya of Eva and other reasons. Over there it says very clearly, let's say you're missing less than this Sheer Chala, 1/48, is Nichol in the get of Shalom. So the question is, once we have an idea by Erev Chatzeris, missing less than 1/48, is Nichol in the get of Shalom? Number one, deployed over here. And number two, deployed by the case of Lechem Mishnah. So, by Sugiv Erev Chatzeris, there's Gemara over there that says that if you're missing less than 1/48, there's Nichol Get of Shalom. That's the no, the Gemara says from the Sugiv Chala, anything missing that, less than that share, is Nichol Get of being something whole. So, to get to the sugya of Shabbos, that's spoken out clearly, Reish Ayin Dalet, Machlokes among the Paiskim, the Tais of Shabbos, and the Aruch HaShulchan, the one being Mechalik, every Chatzeris, he said, has to look Sholim. But Shabbos has to be Sholim. So this means how the sugya of Eva looks that way. People can get away with things. On Shabbos, we want Lechem Mishnah Mamish, or Lechem Mishnah Mamish, it's not so. Atzel HaShayini, over there, there's a Minchas Yaakov, if you know from the Hilchos Nidah, that's a Tosha Shlomim. And the Masa Shekel there is Marech, says no. Sev Kol Soi, you need a case of Shalom Eiv Chatzeris, it's Nichol Neged of Shalom. Chaim Noah went this way, Shalom Zalman has been started this way, and therefore look at the Chodeshani, Shmuel Kamnetsky, they pass it even on Shabbos, it's a good thing to know. If someone on Shabbos, you're missing a little part of it, we can be Sev Kol upon the Shita, missing less than 1/48, is Nichol Neged of Shalom. That's still being complete. It's not why?
Anyone argue with that?
Yeah, I just said Machlokes, the Minchas Yaakov versus the Torah Shabbos. Machlokes. Avada said the Shvam Lechatchila to be Machmer. They do point out 2 points. Number one, as they say, sometimes you're missing crumbs, reklach, pieces. That luchu is not nichel nismachalikis over here. That avad is nichel negedah piece. Svar shvoy nichel negedah shalom. Means you're missing a piece, but less than 1/48. Missing crumbs. Everyone's missing crumbs. That's still a case of a shalom. I think everyone agrees that shalom. We'll get to that. Void. This halacha negate to shalom is negate to lechem mishnah on Shabbos. What about negate to our sugya? Would that be nichel negedah of shalom? So since our sugya is nichel negedah of hinder mitzvah, chshivas the bracha could be over here l'kuli alma nichel negedah of shalom, and therefore have a mile of shalom over case of a gadol. That means I'll be svarish by this whole time. Achleik is in the get lechem mishnah when you need a real shleimus. Here the sugya of shleimus is the mitzvah and the mukha milo the chshivas abracha. It's much more of a svar to say doim to ev chatzeres even l'kuli alma nichel negedah of shalom. They do discuss also on Shabbos and over here. Therefore, you have the angel sticker on top of the challah. Should you take it off before you make that mitzvah? So, put the sigil bar to the side. A lot of people say it's not bar. Some more time, maybe it is bar. Fine. But can you take it off? The bayim tell the sigil shalom. So again, the Shemir Shabbos says that the chachila person should not take it off. Because the mitzvah, you see an area that's clearly missing. Well, otherwise, the mitzvah, you took it off. Again, the halacha is only by us, our sugya should not be a baya. They get to the sugya of Shabbos. Maisa, of course, it's only a mile not to take it off. Now, when they have a case of shalom over here, let's say you have a shalom during the week, that's less than the gezayis. And a gadol more than the gezayis. What should the Maisa win out over here? Do you say this less than the gezayis loses out? Maisa is some kind of you have a small cookie, and you have a big piece of cake. Now, if it's a 7-layer cake, you get to the sugya what wins out, chavav or shalom. Chavav shalom wins out anyway. But over here, let's say you have a small cookie and a big piece of cake. Less than a gzayis, according to all shurim. It's a little tiny cookie. 5 samach, 4 samach. So the chayim, nice shalom wins out. It's a complete thing over here. Nice still wins out. No one's a mechalik. If so, a rav asked me last week, he doesn't understand. People order pizza, they get pies to the house. It's all sliced. Why? They should come whole. Make a bracha, then slice it. Or you go to a store, you have a choice to get a pie and divide up to all the people in front of you, or get a pizza you shit, right? Each one to get a private one. The mice, if you don't care which one, want to get a case of you have a shalim? Oh, so first of all, no, again. So obviously, there is some kind of yafki. Does a person have to go buy and make sure he has a case of a shalim? Well, that's too far in advance. That means you can have either a slice of bread or a roll. Maybe the lachas would dafka both in front of you. Then you have a choice of a shalom or a slice. Then the lachas over here, the person should take the shalom. But they go by l'chadchilo, like mamish, way before you come and make the bracha. Is that a chiv to go do? So the answer of the B'chaim says, ulai. Right, ulai. Can say. It's a good question over here. If mamish does not make a difference to you, why not? So it could be that's why I buy a pizza. If you order a pie that's not cut, and then you have kids, you try to cut it to make everyone exactly the right size, you know. It's not that simple. Plus, if you don't have your own cut over here, could be, ulai, ish lotum. But there's a question over here, might you have a mile over here of a shalom versus a case of things that are not cut off? Another case, I have no clue where it's coming from, but I heard a Berkowitz discuss, when you make a sandwich, you have a roll over here. We saw already the loch and kufsam design that having the roll when you make the broch and you eat it should have the taste that you enjoy right now. Have the lettuce inside. So a person's going to make a tuna sandwich and put inside the lettuce and tomatoes and onions or have bale screws and lax. Should you cut it first and make sure the lettuce is inside, have the hidden inside it taste good? Or no, should have the shalom first, make a mitzvah on that, take a bite, and then make the sandwich. Making the sandwich goes first and enjoy the hidden shaboy of enjoying the first bite? Or the hidden shaboy, mitzad, the shalom over here, of having a whole bagel? A whole roll over here. So Berkowitz, he says over, he said, Maisa, we see the sugya of lefes. One's a mitzvah and a mukha, one's a sugya of lefes, which sounds like it's much more of a mile. He said, the halacha should make the taste well right now. You should enjoy it right now. And make sure the sandwich right now. I mentioned already, the Pesach Teshuva says you try to get both. When you make the sandwich, you make the get over here, like the stores do, they don't cut it all the way through. You pick up one side, the other side comes with it. So you have the shalom, and you have the lefes inside. You have both of here. You have both of them. Side the loch of his kuf samaches, side the mile kuf samach zayin. Same case in this case. Let's say you have lav malko. You have over here a half a loaf left over from Shabbos. You want to make yourself a sandwich. You have a case of a half a loaf with gadol. So you make the sandwich first, or gadol went out. So if you say the loch is that the case of making the sandwich beats shalom, still it beats a case of gadol. If not, you can argue the point. These are things yesh lo demikan lekan. Now the getter of shalom, it's very clear that shalom means even if it's man-made. Chal is man-made over here. You make a pretzel, you have it in a bag, you're taking out pretzels, you have a whole pretzel and a cracked pretzel. You take a whole pretzel. It's whole. Even if it's smaller, so you have a case that's big over here. You have a case of an orange. Can you peel it first? Should you peel it? Or no, that takes away the get of shalom over here. But I can point out, shalom means in the orange, Shabbai. That means if you nicely don't know how to peel exactly, take off part of the thing with it, yesh lodin. Maestro Isam Chaim Kanievsky, what about the piece itself of the orange, the plach? So, come along, the Chaim Kanievsky says, even the piece of the orange itself is nichon the get of shalom. Not talking the whole orange, even the piece itself, nichon the get of shalom. Now they say, let's say you have an olive that's taking out the pit. We learn the sugya, the get to simon reishiyot, it's not nichon the get of burial. Is nichon the get of shalom? So Isam Vazim Chaim Kanievsky, stop it, not clear. Not clear is it a person has two owls in front of them, one with a pit, one without a pit. And they can eat both of them. Should you make the bracha on olive with the pit inside? Or no? Interesting shayla. Yesh lodin. No, so Riman is a barrier. Is a barrier still in the case of shalom? What? Riman, yeah. By the Riman, the barrier is still in shalom. Question the other way around. If it's not a barrier, maybe it's still a shalom. That means you can clear the other way. That means we know that Gemara said by Zaysim, Rabbi Yechon says he took out the pit that was not a burial. The question over here is, when you take out the pit, maybe Nichol get of Shalom. That's not clear. Fine, that's the first chelik in Sif Aleph, the get of Shalom. Come on the second chelik in Sif Aleph, the case of a Pusa, that's Chitim, versus a Shalom versus Arim. Over there the Gemara says, the Kulo Amo, you take the case of a Chitim, a Gamta Pusa. That means it's very clear that even though we have a Milo Shalom, Maisa what wins out? Chitim, or the Mukta Mekua, the Maisa wins out over here. However, Kamal of Nachem by Yitzhak, and says, therefore a person, a Yerushimayim, should put the Prusa inside the case of the Shleimo. Now, you have to realize, it says Yerushimayim, and the Mechab is saying that way. Chal not say Yerushimayim. Why? The Gemara says Yerushimayim. Why is Mechab saying something? The Rosh Hashulchan says a Klal. True Avada, a Yerushimayim. But as we mentioned, I think other times, what defines a chosid? What defines a yir shemayim? So the Aruch Hashulchan, something that everyone could do that's very easy, that everyone could go do. Certain things are harder. Yir shemayim, which is targum and rashi. That's not the same level over here in Sif Aleph. Here you have two things in front of you, one on top of another. What's the big deal over here? Everyone could do that. Targum rashi, I hear some people don't do that. It's a little bit harder. Fine, can say. I say yir shemayim also, same words. Obviously, yir shemayim means based upon the tircho and the hefted and the tzurich, how much it is for you to go do and not to go do it. This is so easy. Mechab says, go do it. With Avlos Yerushimayim. Go do it. Now, it says to go do it. The Shal, what does it mean over here? There are really two questions over here. It says a person should put the Prusa with the Shleimo. So, first of all, what does that mean? Is it in the Shleimo or under the Shleimo? Is it on top or inside? So, read the Torah. The Torah says you put it underneath the Shalom. The Prusa underneath the Shalom. The words of the Mechaber is underneath. The words of the Rif and Balamar is inside the Shalom. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's inside the Shalom. And therefore, said the Aruch HaShulchan, if that's so, it's inside. It must be the Shalom had pockets. You're able to take the Prusa and put it inside the Shalom, like case of a Pita. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you don't have a case of Pita, in his days he didn't have that, it's not again the Sugya over here. It has to mean inside. The question is, it means Tachas or Tarich. The way the Rambam says over, he says it means the Shalom inside the Prusa. I mean, you really have three options. One is it inside the Prusa, inside the Shalom, or Tachas the Shalom? That's one question over here. A second is, even once you do this, what are you breaking over here? Rashi comes along with two Lashonis. Are you breaking the Shalom, or are you breaking both? The way how the Rashi is over, Paskins, we're breaking both of them over here. The way how others say you're breaking the Shalom, and the way the Balmas is over, you're breaking the Prusa over here. The Ben Yonah says you're breaking the Prusa. That means again you have three options. Is it the Prusa, the Shalom, or both over here? Stick the Lalocha, if you want to go like this, like the Mechaber, if you have a case of Sairim, which I don't think anyone has barley bread, but if you had a case of barley bread with a case of wheat bread, The halacha is a person who put it underneath the shalim and betzeah both of them over here. Maisa comes out, we are very clear over here, two klom already, that's clear. The first halacha is v'zayim minim, muktu makroko first. We have a second halacha, the case of shalom. That's the next level over here. Now, once we have this gedor of shalom, kamol v'lochem tzebeiz, and discusses, first of all, a third klal negates the idea of gadol, and it says a second halachah tzebeiz, how do you make something to be shalom that's really two halves over here? First, the klal negates the gadol. That means, let's say we have a case over here, two things are shalom, basically on Shabbos. Right? Yek lacha mishnah, two in front of you, both are shalom over here, making hamoitzi. Is there a mila taking a gadol over the other one? Kamlung maram, and it brings down, brought down by the Mordechai, and said, just like there's a mile of shalom, there's a mile of gadol. Therefore, it's very clear, you have a choice which challah to eat Friday night. Of course, you ask your wife, and she tells you which one. We'll get to that if it overrides it. But otherwise, you have two in front of you, and you don't care which one, or you plan to eat both. The loch is clearly what you go to. It's a gadol. That's the mechaba, the place can go very clearly. That means sometimes you see a person take a big challah and a roll. Just easy for him to give out the roll to everybody, and then he gives out, then he cuts the challah afterwards. That's not correct. You cut the challah. The challah is the gadol over here. That's poshut. However, come on, the mishabrua, and he brings down the Eli Rabbah B'Shem, the Nachla Svi. Let's say a case over here that one of them is Naki, however it's small, and the other one is Pas Kibur. Now, Pas Kibur, Mizman HaChazal, meant basically whole wheat bread, but in those days it was not like our whole wheat. We'll get to the difference. It means there was subin inside, there was shaft inside, it wasn't clean over here. And therefore, it was a Michael Vanim, it was hard to eat over here. So the question was, when you have a clean bread that's easier and more enjoyable, versus a case over here of a pas kibur that's gadol, the maisa what wins out, says the Mishnah Berurah, in that case, the noki beats the case of a gadol. A noki, the maisa wins out. So again, it comes out so far. We have the mukta mikra, then the shalom, then the noki, and the lowest of the gadol. So far. Now, what defines gadol? Do you go by weight, or do you go by size? That means you can have a very condensed bread, pito, that weighs more than your bread or your challah that's very fluffy over here. So here's some Chaim Kamiyaski, and I'll be the pashas and the sugya whenever you learn loch negate to brachas. It goes by the appearance of your eyes, and what looks to a person that way, enim le'otom, and the maestro roll looks more than the case of a pito over here. So it goes not by the case of weight, it goes by what people think looks more. That's the covered over here. Now, the second half of the base, Kamal Mechab discusses, since we're saying Shalom beats out the case of a gadol, let's say a person has two challahs, the Lamaisa are split. Can a person in the Maisa connect them? I'm making a case of a Shalom over here. And then we'll have a Milo being Shalom. Yes, yes, yes. You can have a gadol that's not a Gezayis, the other one is a Gezayis. I mean, it'll have the same column, correct? Fine. So again, does a person connect there? They have a half a roll here, a half a roll here. So a person take a koitz or a machat and connect the two things. Obviously, they'll eat the koitz and the machat and make it in the case of a shalom. Now, you might never seen it being done. We'll get to why that's so. Now, one question is really, is it the correct thing to go connect it? And the second thing is a chilik between the Shabbos and the Mechol. First, the Mechol, is there a mila to connect it? Kamal Mechaber, he says yes. Why Shalom? The Vosh being down, Alok Lamaisa this way, Aliyah Prim Godom. Atzal Hasheni, the Magaram says, Maisa, we're not knowing that way. We don't do it that way. And the Graz, our Chasholim says, we don't do it that way. Kamal Mechaber being down two sides over here, Samachalik among the Paiskim. If it's the correct Anoga, not the correct Anoga. We'll get to why we don't do that. The Shalom, that is the, what is the correct Minig? Aleph. However, Kamal Magaram, it says, on Shabbos, Avada go do that. Why you need lechem mishnah over here? The first negate to Shabbos, kamal mishbruah is very clear. Quotes the Eli Rabbah. That's only when you have no other option than to go do that. However, lechatchila not to. That means you have two halves of challah and you want to connect them together with a macha one to another. If you have a roll in the freezer, of course take out the roll. You have a neighbor, take out from the neighbor. That's poshut. It's only when you're stuck. This is what you say, mechan. We paskin of our freezer, no problem. Yes.
Not a second one. Why are we able to use a frozen roll?
So first, negate a frozen roll. So most Paiskim say it's not a problem. Even those, there's a Dine Fisher, they asked him, could you use a frozen challah for Lechem Mishnah? He said no. Meister asked him years later, he says, when you asked me the question originally, I did not have a freezer. Now I have a freezer, and I see, you take it out, you can eat it, you can take it out of it, it's royal achila. I thought it was frozen, meant frozen. Achal is Meister, ask anybody, you can take a small bite out of it, it's royal achila. Even ours are not frozen like frozen. They are frozen that can still be bitten and eaten and chewed if you have good teeth, no problem. So even if you want to, even those who want to be machmer, and this is shallow, there's no one time that maybe has to be real achila b'shas, the suda shaboy, we're sitting in Valva Shal Shudas about night. There are svaras out there, make the place makeable, even the machmirim, they shlod them, they're being machmer when it's ready to be eaten. Which they say, b'metzias, our rolls you take out, anyone can take a bite and eat it. So it's not a problem. By where? No one says it over here. It's a good question, why not? No one says that.
Based on the stream of God,
yes.
Could we use a woman part challah?
Well, we'll get to that. Now this halacha of connecting them together again, the achila we don't do that. The Shulchan Torah is mefakfik upon it. Aruch Shulchan says we never saw this mitzvah on Shabbos, so the ma'aseh we don't do that.
Okay.
You could ask a question. You connect it through a pin, it makes something one. Mechiyal al adas. Someone takes an esrog, the pitim fell off. You know, I put a machat through the pitim, machat through the esrog. Oh, here's a shalom. It's $100 esrog. Mechiyal al adas. So the shaila ma'aseh you learn hilchos esrogim. There's a Beis Yaakov brought down by the Hatim and paid the Shulchan Aruch says yes, it does work. Yal al adas, but. Now, I don't think they do it today in Shal Choshim Mishpat also, but my son is Yalal Adas. Now, how does it work over here? I'll have to figure out why it works over here, why it should be that way. The Maestro is not Shalom over here. However, they point out, come that Lalocha, the swarming down, it needs three Klolim to make sure you can go do this idea of connecting two halves. Number one says the Mishavu according to the Magar Avram has to be something that it appears as if it's one. That means the Mishavu speaks out, and the Shaitzian says, that means you look very close. Means you see from a distance, it has to look like one. You attach two things together and a person sees, oh, that's two things. That's not nichel in this halacha, the mailo, the mechaper, aleph. A second thing is, there's a chassam soiva who discusses this halacha, which is coming from the sugi of Erech HaTzeris. Maybe it's after two pieces. Or does it mean a whole entire loaf? Let's say you have five pieces cut up. Can you put a macha through the whole entire thing, connect everything? Come along with some soiva and says, based upon the makara, it means only two slices, only two halves. We're talking about Orchis Chaim and the Shemir Shabbos, Fiske Tshuvah, Shai Bracha, all being done, it means Dafka, two slices, not more than two slices. Number three over here, let's say you have a half a roll and a half a roll, but two separate challahs, one nothing to do with another, they never were Shalim. Can you connect two things that never were Shalim over here? So this is Teichemet, bringing down Pesach HaDvir, is Marach in this question. Again, he also points out, what are local mice by the Shemir Shabbos, the Skechuvas and others, is Dafka, something that was Shalim, is split off, has a Maila Ming Shalim. That means first to get this halacha, you need three points, three kolam over here. Has to look like one, has to only be to the case of two slices, has to be something that originally was one. Now to get those, not that simple, not that practical, and again, that's not the correct thing to do, certainly not like Achilo. You could ask a question, is there a milo? You get a loaf of bread on Monday from yeshivas. You come home. You know, you can only eat bread. Not going to make a sandwich over here. You have the whole loaf. Well, it's all in one bag over here. It's a shalom over here. So, should a person make a moitzi on the shalom over here instead of the bag? First, the gate to lechem mishnah avada. There's some shalom zalman brought down shemir shabbos. Avada stand nechel get a lechem mishnah. When the gate to ausugud is has a milo over here or a case of shalom. So there's an interesting tshuva by Shtombach. Tshuva's on Hoggaz and Chalakei. The Pesach tshuva says it by himself over here at Simukuf Samach Zayin, Api, the Sugi of the Meshav Dovah, the Netziv. What's the Taina? Yes, leave it inside the bag. Has the Indian of the Cheshivas of Bracha, a case of a Shalom? In fact, the Pesach tshuva is on himself. Ayla Meister, we know the Locha early in Kuf Samach Zayin should not wear gloves. They ever take it out of the bag? He said, no, the bag of Meister is bottled to the Chal over here. It's made to be protected over here. And therefore, there's no problem. You should leave it inside the bag. Massive chiddush over here. Maisa, what? No, so lechem mishnah that doesn't work. That posh doesn't work. That has the mile over here. Maisa, I never saw a person pick. I don't know. You ask me, it's not nichlan the klalim over here. It's not two slices. It's not nichlan the getter of nir over here. It's not the mishnah brura. I don't know how it's nichlan the klalim over here. Rosh Tzomach has a tshuva about. It said that Vad is out of this way. I don't know how it fits into the klalim. Besides, I think it's a chum, maybe they kulo. Are you missing out the case of Ihan? Supposed to be on it. Pick up two pieces over here. Corona? No. No, if you need to for health, what do we do? If you need to for health reasons, then wear gloves. For health, for sure. But there's a milo we had earlier in the Ansif Gimel, you should not wear a case of gloves over here.
But the same thing
be by pizza pie. The what? Again, you pick up all. I mean, you can pick up the box if you want. Maybe even underneath it. Pick up, yeah. You have, the whole thing is. I don't know if you have to. If someone doesn't come with it, could still be the case of being picked up. So again, there are two swarms to say there's a milo, a case of a shalom over here, of being a loaf of bread. I don't really see it that way. Fine. The stick over here in the Sif Gimel is when you have a case over here of two chals that were baked together. Two chals baked together. Now, first, the case over in the Mechaber is he means over here you have one chala that's whole. The second chala over here is now half. You eat half of it. And basically, you have a case of one and a half chalas. The question over here is do you say for carriage to bed and cut off the half and have a shalom? But no, it's gadol. Right now, it's shalom plus. It's a milo. Shalom with other half together with it. Says the Mechaber, since it looks like it's missing, again, appearance is very important over here. It's better to have a case of a appearance of shalom over the case of a gadol. You have to realize that. It really is shalom. Could be. But the appearance of shalom is better than the case of being a case of a gadol over here. Therefore, what to go do? The Maisi cut off this piece. And Maisi of the Mechaber, when you make the Hamaisi over here, cut off from the other end that mamash is a case of shalom. Fine. Building upon this, the Chorim discuss, what about the case of Lechem Mishnah? They have two of them cooked in the oven, side by side. They get attached together over here. The loch over here is that nichon the get of Lechem Mishnah, separating them? So first, there are two cases over here. The case over here, when the chalak attached mamash together, and you cannot tell the two chalas, you think they're one chalak. That's not too common. Not that simple, if a person should separate it or not. Well, it looks like one chalo, avada is not in this situation. The standard cases, most times, they're very clear. One chalo, other chalo, and they're touching one to another. So the agav attached. So really, there are two questions. Number one, before you disattach them, do right now they have a locha lechem mishnah? And second, after you disattach them, are they lechem mishnah? They're missing parts one from another. So, but first, before you disattach them, and they're physically attached, and everyone sees that too over here. So, there's a masham that the Kibbutz Halacha Paskin has a person has to be machmir, it's not Lechem Mishnah right now. Not Lechem Mishnah, there's a masham clearly that way. Atzal Shadi, Shalom Mishnah says in the Mice, it's two. It's three. I see very clear that way. And David Lechodesh Shani says, we Paskin like this, by Kurt. It is a Lechem Mishnah over here. Mice, the Shmir Shambas, if it's a Ketuba, brings down these two sheets over here. The Gala Achonim Achlogis, Masham. First, the case of the Shalom Eishiv. And therefore he said, L'chila to be machmer. That means, again, you have these chalas that are sold as 12 together. Even want to argue the point to say it's clearly defined being 12 chalas over here. Again, it's a clear machloik is masham versus Shalom Eishiv. The Shmir Shabbos says the maisa to be machmer. That's not to have them together. Therefore, the correct thing is to separate them. Now, after you separate them, now let's discuss a question. Is it right now Lechem Mishnah? Or no, you say the maisa, it was one. Or maybe it's missing part of over here. What to go do? So, do you say there's a chil between our sugya versus that sugya? Because our sugya, maybe it looks like lechem, looks like shalom, but there by Shabbos, it's shalom mamish. That means our sugya, the same sugya, or two different sugyas over here. So, Maisa, there's a Master Shekel discusses this question in the whole Shabbos, Minchas Pasim or Chas Chaim, and they come along, the Master Shekel wants to bring away from our sugya. And he asks the question, maybe our sugya is different, it's near Kushalom, this is Shalom Amish. He says, no, Maisa not to be Mechalik. The Maisa over here, since we have a concept over here, that if it's only near Kushalom, there will be a case of Gadol. Gadol Maisa has a Milo. So it must be over here, the fact that it's saying to cut off, it must be Shalom Mamish, and that's why Shalom has been the case of Gadol. That means you have one and a half, it's saying to cut it off. Why cut off? Maisa is a Gadol Batsim. That's a Milo of Gadol. Must begin Shalom Mamish. Diva Master Shekel says, in that case, the Chalz are Shalom Mamish. And all the places can bring down Lachal Maisa, Shemir Shabbos, and if you want the article and the Kavitz Alok, all bring down Lachal Maisa, negate these Chalz are separated, and everyone does that. Nichal get out of Shalom Mamish, you have a case of Lachal Mishnah over here. However, speaks out the Master Shekel, but let's say you become one to attach them, whether to look like one, not to look like one, but you did become one, that he wants a titan, no, you have no right. Because maybe that's when you want them to be one. That means the bayah, the 12 rolls that are locked together, the two problems why not using the Lecha Mishnah. When they're stuck together, one is maybe you have to separate them. And second, you have kavonah, and the Master Shekel does not work. Now those who disagree, but that's how the Ikra, the Shemir Shabbos says, to be Choshish. The mice in the standard situation, you buy from the store, it's very clear the chalas were stuck together. You look on the side, you see the little section that got disconnected. That's in the Machshav Shekel. From our sugya, we see clearly nichol neged of shalom. That's the right from our sugya over here. Sif Dalad is the other kedimus. That means, come on, Mechaber, and said, let's say in the case of Sayyim versus Kusman. Lachi says, even though Kusman is a branch of Chitim, Maisa Sayyim is Meforsh Bekra. Therefore, the Lacha is that Sayyim will bleed out. Last is Mishra, a case of Chaviv. Says Mechaber, second, Kimto, let's say a Pastoki versus Paskeeper. You have a case of clean bread versus whole wheat bread, their whole wheat bread. Noki, the Maisa wins out. Let's say they're both Noki. Then what's the Lacha? He says something that's white. That's whiter, the Maisa wins out. It comes out over here, we have, if you go to the Cheshbon over here, there are six levels to deal with, and you have to combine some of them sometimes. That means certain of them are very clear. Number one, the sugya of the Gemara says Zayminim. Number two is a case of Shalom. Then we have four afterwards. What's the hierarchy? We have a case of Noki, Chaviv, Wider, and a case of Gadol. What's first? What's last? What wins out over here? So you read the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot to Zayin, the Shaitzin Sukkot Yudbeis. The Chora comes out. He says you have a case of Chaviv for something that's white. Maisa Chaviv wins out. However, even though Chaviv beats the case that's wider, he said if you have Noki versus the case of Chaviv, he said then Noki beats the case of Chaviv. And he speaks out also, but let's say someone has a case that is Gadol, something that's white, the white beats the case of Gadol. Now that's the Mishabur, what he says. Achonim Armfaktik, we is getting it from, you look at the Makar in the Beis Yosef, you look at the Levush, it sounds like those, that's not exactly where he's coming from, where he's quoting, is not correct. The Achonim Isk, what it sounds like over there, that white would be out of the case of Chaviv, not like Mishnah Berurah. As Mishnah Berurah says, the case of Chaviv beats out a case that's white. Therefore, comes out from the Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara again is Zayiminin, then Shalom, then Noki is number three, then number four is the case of Chaviv, then case of the fifth one is something that's white, and then the last one is Gadol. Gadol is the last on the hierarchy. That's what comes out again from Mishnah Berurah. Look at other Svarim who seem to not go this way. They're coming from the Graz, they come from the Sivis. But again, the Mishnah Berurah's Mahalach is Gadol's last. And in between, again, you have Noki, then Chaviv, then something that's white. Now, once we had these kedimas over here, there's one important kedima you have to discuss. Let's stand on the page. What happens when your daughter makes challahs on Shabbos? And Lamaisa, the Chaviv is the store is Gadol. Avada the Baal Shalom, the case of Lechem Mishnah over here. The store might be wider, you know, when the kids made it out of it. Fine. So now, what do you do, Mitzad, when your children made challahs, or anyone in that parameter over here, and it's very healthy for the child to feel appreciated and wanted they made challahs over here? As my father says, Shalom Bayis wins, but to speak out where it's coming from, and it's all the time it wins out. Well, Maisa, first, there's a question to the Yashiv Mamash, this case over here. It says, first of all, the halacha, technical halacha, the Gadol wins out. The Chav wins out. How is it, of course, it'd be a Baya of Shalom. Of course, Shalom is Odif. Now, why? You have to realize this whole entire halacha is a mitzvah min amovchar. That's the one that's very clear. The whole sugya is a mitzvah min amovchar. And things that, it's a hiddush boy, things that mamish Allah would say, Moich Shem Hashem, the mitzvah min amovchar. Oy, the Gemara goes and gives a shvach by door to the Talmud who made Shalom bein Talmidim. Shalom, that's his name is Shalmon. And therefore, he put one inside the other on something that was the havamina of a Gemara, according to Rav Yirmiyah, that we don't even hold of, that it was doichik over here. So we see in the midst of the mukha, Shalom is very important over here. And therefore, we see the idea that Shalom wins out. Isam Chaim Kadevsky, what to go do? He says, what you should go do? Eat both. And that's the Gemara. But say one side and other, and break both. Chaim said, "That's do the Gemara. Mamas make shalom over here." So again, so we this idea of all these kedimas, but also we have to take people into account, feelings into account, and that's mamash the musa of the sugya, and that's the side of the halacha over here. That shalom mitzvah mucha, that hakoshes are very important over here.
What's our holy
calls? Oh, so now what is our holy calls? That means, first of all, the in those days, there was Pasnaki versus the case of Paskeeper. Now, there are two words over here. There's Paskeeper and Paskareva. Paskareva means dried old bread. And there's Paskeeper. Paskeeper means, in those days, they would not take out the shaft. That was, I mean, there's always a kernel, and there's a shell around it, and it was grinded up, and they not sift out well. And by them, the halacha, what the Metzias was, it was called a lechem of Aniyim, for poor people. It was harder to eat, wasn't as appreciated, it was not good bread. Very clear from Chazal, wasn't good. The question is, what about today? Today, they even take out the shell, and they make it, and then they put it inside, or somebody actually leave it inside, makes it away, it's processed, people said it tastes decent, it's not left for poor people, but it gets more expensive over here. The shell is there a milo today of whole wheat bread over regular bread? They discuss some three different avenues. You say, number one, is a kedima or paskeeper healthy? Nishmartim. So you have a mile of inside health. And if you have two things in front of you, white or schwarze bread, take the schwarze bread. Second question, you say there's a mile over here, it's expensive, it costs more money. It's a rye over here. So maybe there's a mile inside expenses. It's a chloride. Boy, number three, some are here, want to argue that it tastes better. So let's say they say it tastes better. Do you have a mile of inside taste?
Both of that,
oh, so we'll get to all three. That means you have to discuss, the swarm discuss, to get to our whole wheat bread. Three questions, is there a milo? One, again, mitzad health, one mitzad expense, one mitzad taste. So first, mitzad health, right? Everyone knows the wife or the mother, right? It's healthy, this is what you have to eat. The person has to go eat it. So the mitzad b'chokhma is a true v'nechelik yimol. And he says, avada, if you only want one of them, sorry? To say the fact that a person only wants one, so of course you only eat one, that's poshut. Elamai, you're eating two. What are you eating two for? You have a bunch of whole wheat breads. Are you eating the second one for? Not the whole wheat, because it tastes better. Your own harchach over here is that you like the whole wheat, except no, you can't have too much. Oh, not the whole wheat, you like the regular one. And the only reason why you eat whole wheat is because you can't have too much of the regular one. It's eating whole wheat, but you can also eat the regular one. It's a harchach, but it's a fakert, you like better. The own chaviv is regular bread. So he said, the idea over here, taking into account health in and of itself, you yourself are showing a gilim milsa the fakir, the eating two of them. Again, if you're only eating one, it's not a shiloh. Eating one, eat one. You're eating two, so why are you taking regular bread for? No, again, you have a choice of five slices. You eat five slices. Four of them you're eating is whole wheat, and one's regular. And usually the regular one you can eat at the end because you like that taste better. So you just show me that you like that's the better taste. On Shabbos, you know, your wife only lets you have a certain amount of white bread. Right? The rest has to be the shiloh bread. Fine. So now, why are you eating the white bread for? Because you like it better. But your wife says you can't have that. Or your mother. Or your father. Right? So, Avada, you yourself showed that Avada, so you yourself are showing that Loch is and see says that you like better the white bread. Fine. Misad the sugar of price, you make it more choshev, there is a question to B'chaim Kanievsky. He writes, Aim Dvorim Mamish. That's meaningless. Price does not make things more choshev. But maybe the other. Fine. Now the question is only negate to taste. Now again, there are those, your wife always tells you it tastes better, right? Your mother always tells you it tastes better, and you say there, whatever. but let's say there are people there who convince themselves, and people in the Chabur have told me that they think it actually tastes better. Fine. Now the question is, do you say the sugya butler daitoy? Do you say butler daitoy? Because as it's brought down over here by Paskibu, it says the base station butler daitoy. You say butler daitoy. So said B'tzal B'chokhman Chelek Gimel, when he discussed the sugya over here, says, first of all, health, you're the chachal fakert. He said, mitzad sugya of taste, he says over here. So I'll bring your raya, that means that taste, it's not that way. Can you go to all sins mitzvahs, chasas, and have all the money, everything is white bread. He says, go all bris, and that's cost a lot of money, everyone serves white bread.
Is that not anymore?
Oh, so then I can argue the mitzvahs. Fine. But certainly, Clark, even, it's only 20 years ago, it was that way. 10 years ago, I'm switching now. People now, why the wife said you have to serve a shvatz bread also. But my say, if the men who make it, they serve white bread over here. That's it, once give a chacha, that's still butler daitoy. Fine, you can argue the metzias. Time Kanievsky sounds that way also. That's Aleph. Atzad Hashani, the Peskei Tshuvas, the Madanei Osher, Peskei Tshuvah, without any Makor, Bapi Svar, Shabbat, he wants Taina, no Shaykhas. Haskib of Chazal, again, was my Chalim, is hard to go eat, people not enjoy it. Today, the Maisi said, Poshn Ubar is not referring to our bread over here, and Avad, if you enjoy it, Avad goes first. Poshn Ubar, not a Makor, Bapi Svar, Shabbat. It's a different process, it tastes better the way, if you like it, goes first. Atzad Hashlishi, come along with Zosha Bracha, and he says, let's analyze the Makor, where it's coming from. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Bing Dam Sayyid Beis Yosef Sayyid Magen Avram. By case of Paskeeper, come on with Beis Yosef, and he says the Yisrael over here has been said, but Ledaitoi. That means even if you yourself said it tastes better, you are wrong. Come on with Magen Avram, and he says, what's Yisrael over here? It said, Noki Be'etzem Hazamailo. It's cleaner, Be'etzem Hazamailo. That means the Beis Yosef coming to the Sugil of Esem and Shavoy. Mashenki Magavom coming to the Siba Shabbat. The Be'etzem is something that's not keys bad over here. Come on, the Beis Avraham wants a Taino. It really depends now which Svar you're going with. You're going to the Beis Yosef of the Magavom. If you're going to the Sugya Butler Daitoi, today the Maisi the price has changed. There's a Kvutz of Godel that the Maisi eat it. Some of them actually say it tastes better. Say, Chanami, maybe things change over here. Mashenki to go to Yisrael, that's something that's not key. Is Be'etzem see it's better? It's clear they took out the shell. It's a shell inside. Then they ground up and made it edible. But it's a shell over here. It's knocky. Echnami, even Bezmanazel come out. The white bread would be better case than whole wheat bread over here. The Yivu says, the Zaysa Bracho, it's a machloikis, Beis Yosef versus Magen Avraham. What do you want to do when you want to make Shalom Bein HaTalmidim? It says, very simply, you put one on top of another, it would say a both, like the Mechabit says over here. That's what you go do over here. That means the case, Avadi, you want to eat both. You only want to eat one, it's not a question. Whether one you want to eat, that's what you go eat. You want to eat both. So what do you go do? You put one top of another, the whole wheat and the white one, and make your wife happy and you happy. And Maisi, you should be but say both of them over here. And eat. Take from both of them over here.
That's the only
thing
of somebody else.
What?
That's your wife.
We'll get to some Baal Bais. That's first. Now, Maisi, it's interesting. You look at Madani Osher, he says the same svara of Zoysa Brocho, and he ends up Faker. This is Bizmanazes, Sai Magavam, Sai Beis Yosef, if he wants a Taino, whole wheat wins out. So, mice among the swarm is Manenu. There are three options over here by our whole wheat. Is the Vader white bread wins out? You say Vader Fakert. If you like better whole wheat wins out. Those ones say it's Machlokes Beis Yosef versus the Magen Avraham. Fine, Shaila, what do you go do over here? Me, I just don't understand why a person will think the whole wheat tastes better.
Why is our whole wheat not called lucky?
Because it has a shell inside.
It didn't have white bread then. White bread
that we have today. Fine, that was a whiter. But they took out this. They took out. It's not. It's clean from the shell. No, it's called subin by Chazal. Subin is garbage. Now, even that Rav Shlomach Maisi, he hears a tshuva and he says, let's say you are breaking for somebody else over here. So he says, if you're making a moitzi for somebody else, but you like this one, avada, you're the balabas, it's better. He declares for care, but let's say you want it, but he has two sides over here. Agama, he brings down that the Brisker Rav says it's paskalovim, and every time you can make a bracha upon it. And then bring down others with Maisa Mufakvi, and how can you even make a bracha upon it? Fine. He does end off with Maisa, you can't make a bracha, you should be listening. Fine. That's if Dalit. Sifa is a sugya of pasakum. Now, to get to pasakum, first there are two cases which are four over here. In the case when a person, Maisa, is eating by himself, in the case where he's a balabas for other people. Now, when he's eating for himself, there's two cases, and the balabas. When a person is eating by himself, the case when he's not nozer, is the case when he is care about the case of past akum. So, first, when a person is not nizer, what to go do over here? So, come on, the. Sorry? The first, the person is not nozer. The locha is, you have a case over here of a past akum that's noki. Mash Enkin, you have a case of a Yisrael, the Maisa, you do not appreciate. Paskeeper, it's whole wheat, or anything like that. That person has a Chaviv that's more important than the Pas Akum versus the case of Pas Yisrael. Says the Mechaber, what a person should do is Maisa is did not. Sorry, what? So again, we're not knows the Maisa make a bracha whichever one he wants. Do whatever he wants. Now, however, let's take a person is Zohar. He does care about the Sugya of Pasakum. So, come along, the best if you look at the Makarish Shabbai, it seems to be a Machloikis. the makor for this halacha is the mechaber coming from Trumas Hadeshen. Look up the Trumas Hadeshen inside. He wants to make an argument him versus Rav Yoh. Maybe Rav Yoh agrees to him. Trumas Hadeshen says the ma'isat chibuv of the bracha person switches. The guy, he's machbid himself. He's sitting by himself, and he has pas akum. It's more chaviv. You should make a bracha on the pas akum over here. Trumas Hadeshen. The bialacha brings down. It sounds that way from the goyin also. Ma'isat mechaber does not go this way. The Poskim do not go this way. Mishmur says, we do not Paskim. Habar Chodim of Pachvik, Paul and Chumas Deshin, and we do not go this way. The Loch is, we make a bracha only the Pas Yisrael. It brings down from the Shah Makutsi that said a person should remove from the table the Pas Akum. Agam brings down the numerous Poskim of Pachvik, where I remove it for, not eating it. Maista, true that the Taz Mokka Roman are not clear where it's coming from. Mishmur says, the Maista to remove it. So again, to be clear, when a person is sitting down by himself, if he's not Nizir, he's a Shiirtsa. Why there's a milo pas Yisrael? There's a milo of case of chaviv. Person is zohar, the mice be passing none of the trumas adeshin. A vadi only takes pas Yisrael. The second group over here, a person is a balabos. He's coming to be betzayer for people. Person is a balabos. Is coming to be betzayer for people in front of him. That means you have a case over here that's yofa for the people in front of him, but he himself would not go do it. So again, you have two cases over here. One with the balabos, the ma'aseh not zohar. Ma'aseh, that's very clear. The loch is you take the case that's noki, that's akum. That's not a shaylo. The question is fakert. The balabos, the ma'aseh never takes pas akum. Come over here, and there's a soul that's eating in front of him, that we would say it for him, the ma'aseh eats pas akum. Should he go away from his chum of eating pas akum? He has a chum and not eat it. He, for him, ma'aseh, he ain't the idea of being ulcer. Should he knock away his chum over here? To be betzayer ba'ayin yofo. This is a bach ma'is wants to be machmer, but it's very clear the mechaber says no problem. The vush goes this way, the shach and the yodeh pass this way. The repaskin, a person should take away his chum of not eating pasakum, mitzad the sugya of chovev to help out the urchim they're eating by him. Now there's a long taz over here, a long taz in yodeh. He gets about the makor in this halacha, seems to be a machalik among the yushanim over here. The ma'isa comes out, this first of all, what is the lumdus over here to be makel? Why is that so? I'm machmer pasakum. Why should be mekel mitzad for you? So come on, the bialoch that says machlok is taz v'shach and yodaya. The taz says mitzad the sugya of kovod or the reyach. The loch over here, you're the balabos. You're being betzeh ba'ayin yof over here. Mitzad the kovod of the reyach, you come on to be mekel and eat this pas that pasakum. And once you have a het to mitzad amoitzi, therefore you have a het to the whole entire sugya. Kuvod to hutcha hutcha. Atzad Hashanim, the Shach Kamal that said, "Mitzad the Sugya of Eivel." You're eating Pasol, I'm eating Pasakum. We can make friction over here. Again, the Sugya of here, Shalom is very important over here. Make friction. Mitzad the Sugya of Eivel. Halacha, which son is the Iker? Kamal the Mishavua. He says the Iker mitzad the Sugya of the Taz as covered of the Reyach. That's how the Prim Godim, the Chayodim, or Choshulchan, the covered of the Reyach. What's the Nafkamino? They point out three simple Nafkaminas. One's very negar, when you have a case over here during the week, b'zman hazeh. During the week, none of us come along to be mates, be mitzi others. We don't make a lechem mishnah. Why that so? We already said a ratio to gimel over there that we do negar din. For whatever reason, after chay odom, since we're chayshid, maybe the person who's listening has no kavona, we're making a mitzi not to be yitzah for you. Therefore, we're not knowing that hogav roiv am hadras melech. Therefore, when a case over here, you're eating and I'm eating, I'm not coming to make a mitzi for you, I'm being mitzayah for you. Is there a loch over here that I have a het now eating pasakum? Says it be a loch of pens, according to Taz, according to the Shach. According to the Taz, you won't have a hetter, it's not the end of Kovod HaReach. Masha Enkein, mitzad the Shach, as if you would have a hetter. Therefore, it says the Mishmur is calling a machta shekel, nor a shekel pass this way. During the week, we won't have this hetter anymore. Practically, we don't have the hetter during the week. On Shabbos, it comes out, we still have this hetter. And therefore, the Mishmur Simon Reish Ayin Dalit says, we do have this heter on Shabbos. Now, just what that means over here on Shabbos, I think the Olam knows the Mishavu and Simon Reish Mem Beis brings down that even those who are Mekel and Pas Akim all year round, on Shabbos are Machmer and Pas Akim. Therefore, it's brought down by the Ramah that says the Halacha is on the covered Shabbos, people should make their own Chalas. Mishavu has four reasons why. Some say it's Nichon Tekon of Ezra, some say to be Mafesh Chalas. Mishavu brings down from the Gedolei Achronim why. Mitzad the sugya of not to pass akum on Shabbos. Says the Mishmur, not to pass akum all day. That means even if you eat your Steldor cookies or your Entenmann's cakes over here, the mice are not to have it on Shabbos. That means, let's say you hold Cheerios with Getu, it's nichol to get a pas akum, pas balter. Maisel all year round to go, during the week to eat it, can zayin. But on Shabbos, if you hold it, it's nichol to get a pas, which will be later on in the simin, it'll be machlokes, it's Cheerios pas, but not pas, that's through the hamanat. The maisel not to have on Shabbos. Maisel not again right now by Cheerios, because it's after this man of Chodesh right now, and you have Bayav Chodesh right now. But otherwise, these things, not to have Shabbos, speaks out the Chalkos Ben Yomin, but still negate to us on Shabbos, it's a milo that we have. But let's say the Orech is eating by you. He the Maisel come along and eat past his soul. Chavla Maisel went out. Even though you have a Chumor here, number one, Mitzad Pas Akman Journal. Number two, Mitzad Shabbos Shabbos, still Mitzad Orech, Maisel, you have a right to be Mitzayah. But during the week, it's not negate, it's Halacha, one half Kamino. The second, let's say it's a Balabos with his Bnei Beisoy. Not an Orech over here, with his family over here. His kids and Maisa, they eat Pas Akum. You and Maisa don't. It speaks of the Archa Shochel, the Chalz Ben Yom brings down. The Maisa depends, Paz the Shach. It's Mitzad the Sugah of Eva, Mitzad the Sugah of Kavod HaReach. Maisa, since we pass because the Ik is like the Shach, Mitzad Kavod HaReach, he's not a Reach over here. It's Sayyid Mechal Shulchan Shul Ovid. The Maisa wants a Taina of Bad Allah over here is that you have no Heter of eating Pas Akum. Let's say a third Naf Kimino speaks of the Maksa Shekel. Let's say it's not Balabayas with Archim. It's the Godel being Betzaya for everybody over here. I mean, we know the Loch is Baal Bayis. Now the Baal Bayis is then the Godel. So the Machir Shekel depends between the Sugil of Eva or between the Sugil of the Baal Bayis over here, of Kavod HaReach. If between the Sugil of Eva, you'll have Heter. Between the Sugil of Kavod HaReach, you won't have Heter. We be Iker Paschal and the Sugil of Loch is like the Shach over here, therefore you won't have this Heter. Now come on to be a Locha, and he has a problem here, is you have to analyze the Sugil over here. It's very strange. You machmo all year round for use in the sugya of Isser of Pasakum. You come along, you have a reich over here, so what happened to the sugya will be matin eder. You hold the etzim ke'in it's also. So you bring down a base mayor, the fact that it's a local. Prim Gono has this problem, try to answer this question over here. But Lysa, the seamers at Shulchan Aruch, no one says we matin eder over here. So first, what is this case of a Pasakum? When you learn the sugya of Pasakum in your day, at the Kufya Beis, and the sugya of Odezaro, you'll see the Be'etzim, there are really three levels. There's Pas Akum, there's Pas Palter, there's Pas Yisrael. The words of Mishibuva and Sivkon Yudches, it says over here, Pas Akum is Mutter B'doichik. What does that mean, is Mutter B'doichik? Do you mean Pas Akum or Pas Palter? B'yadover. No one here says Palter. No one says it. However, that's what it means. Fine. So, Pashas, it means, let's be clear, the locha is in Yodai Sim Kuvya Beis, if it's past Akum, there is no Heter. That means 2 nights ago I got a phone call, someone called me up, says he just realized that his Shivcha in the house made 2 loaves of bread, they ate one already. Now we have a second one, and of course it is past Akum. You want to know what do you do with the Kalim? The oven and the pans over here, do you have to kasha? Can you kasha? What do you go do? There is no Heter.
Why is it past Akum? She made it in their house, right?
Right, so that's a Heter by Bishul making the house, not a Heter by Pas. Very good. That's a Heter by Bishul, not by Pas, correct. There is no Heter by Pas Akum. However, there's a Heter called Pas Palter, which is made by companies. There's a taste in the Sugyo, shall I read the Sugyo? In the case of by Pas Palter by companies, that the Mechamek Simukufi Bey says, Mokmet Chak, and the Bnei Ashkenaz or more Mekul, even not Mokmet Chak, even it tastes better. That's why there are Bnei Ashkenaz who will eat Staladoris and Entimins and Cheerios, all these things, on the Tanis Pass. Could taste better, because some other reason, nice. The Telman Cheerios does not taste like American Cheerios. That's the side of the Heter. That's the case over here. We're discussing a Sigur over here, Pass Palter, that there are, Mitzad HaLoch, you can argue very starkly, my sense Mutter. If certain things, Be'ika Mutter, we have a Chumah put upon yourself, for example, there's a minig out there, Klal Yisrael, that after you play shiks, not down milchik, so you wait 6 hours. Kach shemati. This idea of waiting 6 hours from the Ashkenaz, Medina, we pass your bench to eat milchik. Says Ramo, the loch is to be machmit a minig 1 hour. So nochen lasa is to wait 6 hours. It's a better thing to go do, but the loch is 1 hour, mit a minig, the din is the bench. Now, we might wait 6 hours, and says the Chayodom, if you don't wait 6 hours, you're over the Isav Neda, I'll teach you to be Torah Kabbalah Samitzvah. But Medina, we all that way. Let's say a person is a chayla. Let's say she has a craving, she's mubaris. Let's say she's a manekah, she needs milk. The loch in the place can say, Vadi, don't have to wait 6 hours. After 1 hour, it's fine also. Don't let me tell the minik shaboy. I, where's the Atoris Nadarim? We be matinadar. I see everyone wait 6 hours. That's everyone over here. Not just Pasakim, everyone does that. Says the chayla over there, and speaks at the chalk bin Yaman over here to answer the Bialoch's kasha, that in the beginning, when you're mekambal this aloch upon yourself, you makabel it not to take it on when the yochum is mainly the bayot or other chumas you have to worry about. That you're not makabel to wait 6 hours by milk when there's a chaylo. And that's understood that way. We're not makabel upon yourself when your wife has a craving. You're definitely negated of a chaylo over here. Negated diktana, maybe it's not negated over here. Here also, you have a shaylo here of evil. A shaylo of covered reich, we've been saying about ein yofo. The whole Kabbalah was not set over of the schumah past Balter in the situation where it has a ramification where if I can't, you have another mile over here. Now, I see Dirsh over here discuss Matan Eder, what do you mean? We all met Torah Sedarim. We made that on Erev Hashana. We had the Yom Kippur. So could we settle upon the Sigil of Torah Sedarim over here? Why didn't we allow what he did do at Torah Sedarim? So there's a shadow what to be settled upon at Torah Sedarim. That means things that you say prepare were not Sarukh Atar Sadarim. If you do Atar Sadarim and you knew about it, you don't say Atar Sadarim. It's not Sarukh upon it. The only time we say the Loch of Atar Sadarim, be ik this where I want to go, you Sarukh upon it, is when you did an Hoga 3 times, that's a mitzvah. They did not plan to be Makabal. There the Loch is by mitzvah, there's a in Kabbalah. That's where Atar Sadarim applies. But here, people have passed Akum, they say, they speak it out, they have this Kabbalah Mamish. That's why our Torah Sedarim doesn't apply. That's why there's a bialacha discussing with the base mayor what happened inside the Kabbalah Shavuot. Well, who are the terrors? What happened to Kabbalah? Is the Kabbalah is only when there's no bayah on the other side? We're not mekabelit against the sugya of Eva or Kavod HaReach. By Bez Hashem, next time we'll go through the sugya of Pasavot Kisim. Slocha.